As anyone who lives in Brussels knows, most cultural things in this city are very much divided along language and community lines. That might be changing, though. Lisa, what is this all about?
Right. So there is a new program that was launched called Troika, which obviously means three. And this is very important to the whole program because there are three theaters that are collaborating to put together one program of 25 performances called Troika. And the theaters in question are KVS, which is supported and subsidized by the Flemish community, and Theatre National, which is subsidized and supported by the French language community, and La Monnaie Opera House, which is a federal institution, which is a whole lot of other kinds of subsidies and regulations around that.
It's all a bit of a mess.
It's a mess, except to the directors of these three theaters, it's not a mess. They have been meeting together, possibly clandestinely, for the last 3 years. I had a talk with them, and they said that they are working together behind the scenes beautifully. They've also been quite public about some of their co-productions, especially KVS and Theatre National. And they basically decided to launch this program, Troika, in order to bring their behind-the-scenes collaboration to the public. So how it works is if you have a season pass to any of these three institutions, you get a Troika card for free. And that card will give you a 20% discount to any of the 25 performances. The performances, some of them take place in KVS, some of them in Theatre National, and some of them in La Monnaie. The idea is to encourage you, if you have a season pass to KVS, for instance, to go to La Monnaie and all of the rest of them. If you don't have a season pass to any of these three institutions, you can buy a Troika card for a very democratic price of €9. And then if you go to a few performances, you actually save, you know, a decent amount of money with a 20% discount. And basically what they told me was that they simply didn't think that enough of the audiences were mingling among these theaters, and they don't really understand why, because both KVS and Theatre National, for instance, have, over the last 3 years, added surtitles to every performance. So if your French isn't so good, you can read surtitles in either Dutch or English. Often it's English. And they really are reaching out to expats with this program as well. That's very important to them.
I was going to ask you actually whether the international community has been a bit of a driving force in this, because as more and more expats settle in Brussels, the division along language lines maybe becomes less important.
Exactly. Not only are they not concerned about who's speaking French or Dutch, they're also not concerned about who's speaking English or Arabic or Spanish or Turkish. And this is why that they're often using subtitles in two languages rather than one language. And so both KVS and Theatre National are doing that, but La Monnaie is doing that as well. And so they thought it's a little bit ridiculous that we still kind of see this, you know, French speakers are going here and Dutch speakers are going here, when really these theaters should not be separated along language or political lines.
Is this the beginning of something bigger? Is there some political will for example, libraries to merge or other venues?
I don't know about politics, because interestingly, the three who run these institutions did tell me that they certainly didn't ask any permission from any politicians to launch this program. And they, though they may get feedback, they didn't necessarily go looking for input.
Do it first, seek forgiveness afterwards.
Exactly.
You can read more about this project at thebulletin.be. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.